Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Salt is a primary driver of free choice mineral intake for cattle. Extension specialist Mary Dernowski says ranchers can use that salt craving to prevent oversupplementation. She focuses on free choice minerals for nursing calves on today's Almanac.
I think it's really important for people to kind of understand, especially when we're thinking about the trace minerals like zinc, copper, selenium, manganese. Those minerals are provided to that calf through the cow during gestation, right? So in utero. And they're born with, you know, elevated liver stores. And that's because milk is a very, very poor source. So if we think about the calf and the status of that calf over time, right, going from birth to 2-3 months of age, we see that their status is constantly declining in those minerals because the main thing they're consuming, right, is milk. And then they start consuming, of course, our forages that are out there. But in general, we find that our forages are especially deficient in copper and zinc, right? And so both of those are important in terms of immunity and also in growth, skeletal growth, and thinking about muscle growth. There, both of those play a role there. So we now have this calf who is declining in status, and how do we help them to make sure when we get to 6 months of age, right, or seven, when we wean them, that they have I think about the minerals as like the mortar, right? So they've got these bricks, like the protein and the energy, and we've got to ensure that they're going to stack really well and actually build that house or build that calf. And how do we ensure they have that mortar? And I do think that one of the things we don't think about is those calves do eat free choice mineral if you give it to them in a way that they have access to it. In fact, there's a really cool study that Casey McCarthy, who's our cow-calf specialist, did actually in her PhD, where they actually were able to measure intake of the cow and the calf separately in a pasture. I mean, I do think that in general, the same idea that we have with cows of ensuring that everybody has access is having enough feeders, right? So the general rule of thumb is one feeder per every 30 cows. Do we need to increase that? Maybe a little bit. Maybe you add a couple extra feeders, you know, get it down to one cow, one per, you know, 20 head or something, assuming that, of course, you're only talking about cows now, and that makes up for some of the calf access. In general, I think the bigger challenge is making sure that we don't have the mineral feeders running dry, because that's where you get your boss cow scenario that gets really bad, is that if you have a situation where your feeder runs dry, you go and put mineral out, probably everybody has had this issue happen at least once or twice, right? And then the cows hit it really hard because they were really craving the salt. And when they hit it really hard, it's those boss cows who eat a whole bunch and they'll usually clean it out on you, right? And some of those non-boss cows don't get anything. And I would argue the same thing for the calves. The calves don't get anything. So probably if I was thinking about management, that's probably the number one, is making sure it truly is free choice, right? So if I do run out of mineral at some point, which is going to happen, right, then I need to make sure that I provide them with some salt, maybe for a day, just to let them get their salt craving so they don't overeat on the mineral. And thus, you know, that mineral actually lasts the time period that you want it to last for, instead of one cow eating like 2 pounds at once.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu. or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.